Parshas Devarim, Moshe says, "Vadova sheyichshemi kem, any matter that's difficult for you, takriva neilai, should bring it to me, and I shall hear it." And Pasha Peshat, it's about the judgments and shilas that the Klal Yisrael had, and they would bring it to Moshe Rabbeinu to resolve it for them. But the Pnimin al Torah brings down, and is madgish, a fascinating point about this. Because Shlomo HaMelech says in Sefer Mishlei, Daiga Blevish Yashchena, which Pasha Peshat means when a person has a worry in his heart, he should suppress it, hold it back. But there's another Girsa of Yashchena, and that means that you should speak it out. That you could suppress worry by studying Torah, or by talking it over to a friend. And the Ger Rebbe brought down something fascinating, that the makor of that halacha is what Moshe Rabbeinu just said over here. That even though technically it's going on halachas and psak, you know, you come to me with something difficult, come to me and I will hear you. But look, listen carefully to the lashon that the Ger Rebbe is madgish here on it. It says, "Vadover ashiyikshem ikem, any matter that is too difficult for you, takriva neilai, you should bring to me, ushmativ, ushmativ, I will hear it." He didn't say here, "I will solve your problem." He said he will listen. He allowed the person to open up about whatever problem he had, and he's helping him find the solution. Now, Pasha Peshat is, it's a psak, he's giving a psak, but in Pnimius and in Drush, which is Elu Velu Divrei Elokim Chayim, which is also true, is that, and it could be that this was part of it, even though it's not yet, it's not really brought down, but it seems that Ramosha, besides being a paisik for the Palachis, was also Miyayitz, gave Eitzis Toivis too, when people had problems. And Ushmativ, I will listen. And as we know, the most effective counselor is a good listener. Because a good counselor creates a safe environment for those who seek help. And a lot of it is that they engage in someone who has a burden on their heart. And they treat them with respect and treat them in non-judgmental ways. And it's very, very important to that. Now, it's a little bit of a challenge for any Rav or Paisik, and I shouldn't really say that, for every human being is the better way to say it, especially those who have highly analytical, critical minds, which they need to be mafchen bein tov l'ra, right? So very often, part of our job sometimes is to create those psukim and those judgments, but very often to help somebody in some situations, or in a lot of situations, and they not on the chaveira on a day-to-day basis, in many, many situations, that you don't throw advice at them or be critical of them, but rather sit back and listen objectively and attempt to connect with the pain and conflict or distress or shame that someone's experiencing, and to listen, not challenge, listen, not to judge, and listen, not to give drushes. And that is an important part of chesed, of helping people. And Manhigi Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, had that trait, that in some instances, and you see this with stories of Gedolei Yisrael, and many of them were Meirei HaRabi Yisrael, but sometimes when they came for a psak, they had to just give a psak, point blank, he gave a psak. Very often, though, it was for etzus, and with sensitivity, how they listen, and when miayitz is really something remarkable, and it all comes from this pasuk that everyone is brought down in desire. Every neshama really has a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu, but in particular, every manig has a unique, significant chelik of Moshe Rabbeinu within them. It's brought down in desire that's called ispashtusa de Moshe de chaldara vedara. And so then, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Vadova sheyikshe mikem tikruv neilai ushmativ," any matter difficult, too difficult for you, you shall bring to me and I shall hear it. Every gadol and manig b'Yisrael, in for every generation, has that koyach too, that was given to him from Moshe Rabbeinu. And the last word too, ushmativ, ushmativ, I will hear it. I will hear it, and that will allow you to open up, because I will hear you. And that creates a tremendous amount of healing, a tremendous amount of chesed that you could do by the very act of listening. Rabbi Freifeldi brings down that really Shema Yisrael is a nekuda of Shema, you're telling yourself to listen. Listen that Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's also an idea of you have to be margashit in an Indian of listening. In the Medrash it says, Shimi Basari'i Vahati Oznech, which literally means listen, daughter, and see and incline your ear. So he says, Shimi, and then it says R'i, listen and see. He hears when he listens, and he sees with his eyes, not his ears. So the idea being, though, is that you need to have courage to hear and to be inclined to listen. And Avram heard because he listened. Things weren't making sense in the pagan world that he lived in. And after listening and examining the details, he arrived at the obvious conclusion that there's a bayre, that there's a balabos to this bira, that there's a balabos to this world, and that we all have a purpose to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This came from listening to himself. So side listening to yourself and side listening to others is a tremendous koyach that a person can learn and develop. Another thing in the same vein is that while giving musar, you should also really give praise and encouragement as well. Because in the middle of the Techacha here, all of a sudden, we spring with the pasuk, Hashem Malakei Avaseichem, Yosef Aleichem Kochem Elepamim. Hashem should increase you 1,000 times Elef Pamim. And he says, Kochem, like you or similar to you. And Rabbi Leibel Egel explains that he was giving Musar to Klal Yisrael, and he wanted to be sure that they would not feel depressed by it. They should not be discouraged by his criticism. So he made it clear to them, when I'm giving you Teichacha, Cholila, I'm not thinking that you're Ra or that you're evil. Halavai, no, Adarabah, Halavai, there should be thousands more like you. That's the idea behind this bracha. It's not just a bracha, it's a bracha within the Teichacha. I have to reprove you because I need you to learn how to correct your ways. But Hashem Elokeinu Yosef Aleichem Kochem Elepamim. It's not Chas V'Shalom that it's something intrinsically wrong with you. Yes, the things that you have to be misaken. But I love you the way you are, and you're good the way you are. You're not evil. You are good, and therefore Yosef Kochem. The Halavai Hashem should be Marba Kochem like you, many, many more. And that is an important concept to keep in mind when there is a Teichacha that is necessary or a censuring that is necessary. If you give them the impression that they're bad, they won't be motivated to improve. And even if he decides to be better, inwardly he's crushed and he feels inferior and it's a compulsion, oh, you have to. But when you add positive words that you really, truly mean, you're not just doing it to soften the blow. A person that's makabel, the teichacha, could sense very easily whether you're saying these nice words because you bashed them and now you just want to soften the blow, or that you really mean it. And when you give teichacha, you need to mean that. And when there's a chiyuv to do it, you have to say it. But at the same time, when you give the praise, like Amosha did here, Yosef Hashem, you have to really, really mean it. And if you really, truly mean it, then the teichacha has tremendous, tremendous value. And it's brought down that the Rabbi Aaron Abels would see the need, whenever he saw the need that he had to be mechiyach someone, he would first elaborate on the greatness of the neshama of that person he was talking to. And those words were said with a tremendous ahava, till the person felt he was standing in front of a presence of a compassionate father. And he felt like that. The one that was going to receive this rebuke of whatever Rabbi Aaron Abels was going to rebuke him for, felt that he was a av, he was a father to him. And only afterwards would he speak about what he had to be mechiach the person for, what he did wrong, and what he needed to correct. So that's how he did his teichacha. And we see, it's brought down, Rashi brings down a medrash later by Eicha Esa Levadi, that when Klal Yisrael did the reverse of this, when they judged Moshe not favorably, when he came out early, oh, he must be having family problems at home. When he came out late, oh, he's trying to think negative plans to us. So you see from here that if someone has a tendency to judge people negatively, he'll find faults in others. And it's opposite of what the reality of what actually was. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu was the opposite of that. He was Moshe Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. And when he was late, what they could have said is, oh, he's late because he prepared himself properly in order to be most effective to give good advice to the people. So that's why he was late. Or, if he left early, he minimized the amount of time he was at home with his family because he wants to give time for others. So the same concept, the same idea of Moshe coming early and Moshe leaving late, which Klal Yisrael viewed, according to this Rashi, in a negative light, they could have done the reverse. Meaning, the way you interpret events has a lot to do with your character traits, and that's more a reflection of yourself than the reality of what that other person is like. And that's why there's a mitzvah being done l'kaf schus, not just for the benefit of the one you're giving the benefit of the doubt to, but it's more that it's developing your own ability to judge people favorably and to become a better human being and to realize that there's more sides to every story and to understand that there are many angles to every story and become wiser and deeper person as a result of being done the kapslas. So all of this is also a lesson from Rashi's words of how they acted. We know to the moral lesson of to do the reverse. That when Moshe leaves early, it's because he wants to, he cut from his family time in order to help Klal Yisrael, and Moshe left late is because he was preparing to figure out ways to help us more. And that's the Don Lekav Schus that they should have done to Moshe. And the reason why they should have done this is because they should have realized, what did he do all along? What did he do? He was constantly was helping Klal Yisrael from the minute he got up to the minute to the end of the day, from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, day in and day out, day in and day out. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that we should all learn all these lessons, beautiful lessons of the Parsha, that we can learn. The one thing is the power of listening. Like we said, V'adov Asher Yikshu Mikem Takrivu Alai Ushmatim, that I will listen. And the listening is a tremendous chesed. And also about Toichacha, that part of the Toichacha, you put a bracha in there like Moshe Rabbeinu did, because they need to feel valued in order for the Toichacha to be effective, like Rabbi Nobels did. When he praised the person, be'emes lamitai, again, not just to soften the blow of what he's going to say later. It was just as sincere as the teichacha was there, sincere. And that is the big hadgasha of learning how to say teichacha, what you mean. When you say the positive things that you try to find in that yid, it's not like you're trying to grasp at straws. You really develop to learn that and believe it, and the person that's accepting this teichacha believes it too. That's how Aharon created a lot of shalom, and truth is Avodas Hashem also, because he's Aharon thinks of me very highly. And we spoke about this once before, that it wasn't a trick that Aharon did, said nice things that he didn't mean. He found the goodness in every person. So when he said to this person, you know, you're a wonderful person, or that your friend really feels bad, he found that nekuda in them that did feel bad, and so on. He found that good nekuda, and he expanded on it. So Aharon was telling the truth, and Rav Aaron Belz was telling the truth when he talked about the greatness of the neshama of the one he was about to give musar to. And that's another lesson. And the next thing also is to judge people favorably. And everything that a person does, you could interpret in two ways, opposite ways, and that more reflects the character of you as you're perceiving it versus the one who's actually doing it. It refines your character when you find the good things to think about in Klal Yisrael, to be done the kavschus, to see the positive in every single yid. Have a wonderful Shabbos.